You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hey, everybody. It's Scott Devert back for a podcast, this time covering a quick tip, which is how to set up a Braille display command to access the time and date on your iOS device. You may notice that I sound kind of stuffed up, which is why I'm not going to be ready, say, today or tomorrow with the full Braille Access podcast, but I thought I'd get this quick tip out the door. What we're going to do here is set up the Braille display command to give you the time on your iOS device. And I should let you know up front that the QWERTY keyboard does not have this option yet, although I do hope Apple will make a QWERTY keyboard option available, as well as, why not, one for the touchscreen too. It doesn't have to necessarily be assigned a gesture, but having it as a possible option, I think, would be something that a lot of people might like. Of course, you could say, well, I can get that on my lock screen, and that's true, but it's not always what you want to do. So we're going to set this up, and I'll demonstrate it once complete. I'm on my home screen right now with settings being in VoiceOver focus, and I am going to select the settings button.
Settings.
Now I'm going to go to accessibility. I'll do space with F on my Perkins style keyboard to go into the find dialog.
Enter search text. Okay. Accessibility button.
There we have it.
Personalize iPhone in ways that work best for you with accessibility features for vision, mobility, hearing, speech, and cognition. Learn more. Heading.
I'm going to do space with dot 4 a few times to get to VoiceOver.
Personalize iPhone vision. Edit VoiceOver. On. Button.
Select that.
VoiceOver. Switch button. On.
Now I'm going to find Braille. Again, space with F.
Enter search text. Braille. Braille EDGE 755. Button.
Okay. I'll select that.
Match input and output tables. Switch button. On.
Now I am going to the name of my device in this menu, and then I'm going to hit space with dot 6. So in my case, it's treated as a Braille Edge, so I will do a find for that.
Enter search text. Braille EDGE 755. Connected. Button.
There it is. So now space with dot 6.
More info.
Activate it.
Braille commands. Button.
That's what we want. I'll activate it again. And then we have our categories here, and for some reason speech does not talk, but it does say, again, the Braille button on the Braille display, which is what we want, so I will select that. Again, no speech here, but I have decrease auto advance. But if I hit space with dot 4,
enable auto advance button,
speech comes right back, and I could have done that in the previous menu if I'd wanted as well. So if you encounter that, just hit space with dot 4. It's been my experience that this will always allow me to have speech back. So now I'm going to do a find for time.
Enter search text. Open Braille access to time. Button.
That's what I want.
Braille keys. Heading.
We don't have any Braille key associated with this right now. So to add a new one, I can, of course, scroll, or I can press space with 456, since it's the final item in this menu, which is
assign new Braille keys button.
The assign new Braille keys button. Before you do that, though, it's important to have a command in mind, because even though this does not technically time out, it does. If you don't have that keyboard command ready within the first a couple of seconds, I would say, of selecting this, it won't take. You have to go back and select the Assign New Braille Keys button again. So I'm going to use Enter with the letter T, as in time, easy to remember. So I'll select this, press Enter with T, and then we'll talk about using it.
Alert. Press Braille Keys. Assign new Braille keys button.
You're then returned to the assign new Braille keys button. Since that was successful, now I can press enter with T and
September 20th, 2025 at 16:55, 2090 DT.
And because I'm on a 40-cell Braille display, all of that comes across on one line in Braille. If you're on, say, a 20-cell display, you'll have to pan forward one time to get the times. It'd be great if they changed that, but that will hopefully happen in the future. Now, once you have determined the time, you can press backspace with space or dot 7 and 8 together.
16:56:01.
And you're again given the time and return to, in our case, the assign new Braille keys button. So that is how you set it up and how you would use it. I hope this tip is helpful and that it helps you in your quest to tell the time. Thanks everybody for listening. Take care and we'll catch you another time. Bye for now.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device. Visit www.applevis.com.